It is time once again for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us, as she has all week long, from Broken Change Church, Deanna Lamon with us. How are you?
Good morning. I am awesome.
We are going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right. So it's Wednesday. It's hump day. We got more kids going back to school today. I've got my daughter's first day of high school. My grandkids start school. You know, you got different ends of the spectrum.
Yes.
But it's almost like it's this common thing we all share, no matter how old you are, whether you're a teacher or a student. You know, there's that goodbye summer, hello school. But, you know, let's just welcome it because, hey, you can't stop it, right? Can't beat them, join them.
There you go.
So I might as well be excited about it. But, you know, sometimes it can get a little bit difficult in the daily grudge of just moving forward, living life. So kind of wanted to encourage anyone out there who might feel like I do sometimes, maybe every morning, as you're just trying to just push through the day, be faithful, you know, shine your light in your little corner of the world. But sometimes you get tired. Sometimes you feel unappreciated and, you know, you just get worn down. So I just want to encourage you that everything that you're doing that nobody sees, somebody sees. And that somebody is Jesus. And so when you get discouraged and you're faced with difficult decisions and you press through and you ask for God's guidance and his strength, you're like, Lord, help me to love this person in front of me. Lord, help me to make the right choice. Lord, help me to be faithful in this thankless job. Maybe you pick up trash for a living. Maybe you work behind the scenes somewhere at a hospital that nobody sees all the work you do in the lab, or housekeeping, janitorial work, all those things where, you know, you don't get a lot of, woo-woo, look at you. I just want to encourage you this morning, God sees what you do. And in fact, there is going to come a day when we all are going to be getting a meeting request. If you use Outlook or email and you get this invitation for a meeting, you have to click the check mark and go, yes, I'll be at the meeting. But the Lord has called all of us. There is a day in the books for each one of us, and we don't know what day that is, that we are going to meet our Creator. We will be sitting down with Him, and He'll be reviewing our performance. And although grace covers, there's still going to be a meeting to give account for our actions. The Bible is very clear. Let me read 1 Peter 4, verse 7 says, this is in the Message translation, everything in the world is about to be wrapped up. So take nothing for granted. Stay wide awake in prayer. Most of all, love each other as if your life depended on it. Love makes up for practically anything. Be quick to give a meal to the hungry, a bed to the homeless, cheerfully. Be generous with different things God gave you, passing them around so all get in on it. If words, let it be God's words. If help, let it be God's hearty help. That way, God's bright presence will be evident in everything through Jesus, and He'll get the credit as the one mighty in everything. On course to the end of time. Oh, yes. In other words, we're supposed to live our life to make Jesus famous. And that's our theme at our church this year is Make Jesus Famous, where we are supposed to be in the background. This life is not making a name for us. It's not about getting the rewards here. It's about living your life in such a way that people look at you and go, what is it about you? What is it about the way you do your work? When nobody's looking, you're always doing the right thing. When nobody would know any different, you're always, you know, fulfilling your duties. Where others might skip out early or cheat or steal, you know, people see you and they'll say, you're different. And I just want to remind everybody this morning that God sees what you do in private. And He will reward you for it. And I think that encourages me sometimes because it's like, oh, you know, sometimes you just do get weary and you may not get that thank you or the pat on the back. But my Father sees me. His approval is the only approval I need. It's the only one that's going to matter in the end. So I just want to remain faithful to the Lord and be encouraged. So maybe someone needed encouragement today. You're doing the right thing. Nobody sees it, but the Father sees it and He won't forget it. And you and two are going to have an awesome conversation one day.
Good word for us, Deanna. Go ahead. Would you pray for our listeners?
Sure. Lord, I thank you for this Wednesday. I thank you, Lord, for the kids that are returning to school. I thank you that you're raising them up, growing their minds. And we just pray a blessing and a protection over them this morning. We pray for everyone who's in the same old job they've been in for a long time, or today is no different. It's just Wednesday. Father, I pray for a fresh energy for them, Lord God, that they would feel revived and refreshed to continue pressing on, remaining faithful, knowing that you are faithful and that one day you will reward their good works. And I thank you for that. I thank you for the hope of Christ and the hope of heaven and the hope of eternal life. We put that all in Jesus' hands. Amen.
Amen. Deanna Lamb joining us from Broken Chains Church. And tell us about Broken Chains. We heard a little bit about it, your theme for the year. But what do you
our theme is Make Jesus Famous. But we're just broken people that have been put together by Jesus and what he did on the cross. And so we meet on Friday nights at 8 o'clock. It's kind of a late service, so if your week is busy, go ahead and go home, get your shower, get your dinner, come on out and join us at 8 o'clock in the Bowling Green Mall, the Woodland Mall, around the back, and we meet at 8. And then we also run a thrift store right next door where it pretty much provides the finances for all the ministries we do. We're getting ready for our big Project Connect Wood County, which services about 700 individuals representing 300 to 400 families that are in need of immediate services. And so that takes place down at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. It's 50 agencies coming together. So we're collecting for that. So if you'd like to help us out by collecting items or working at our thrift store, volunteer work, or getting some community service in, you can just contact me, message us at the Fringe Thrift Store on Facebook and say, hey, I'd like to get involved, and we will put you to work and appreciate all the help you could offer.
Excellent. Hey, Deanna, thanks so much for being in this morning.